No matter what, it's pretty hard for him to go unnoticed. From his big personality to his game-changing impact on the field, it's hard to miss Everson Griffin.
Yeah, that's the way I play the game, man. I always remember when I was in high school and I went to Army All-American game, and there was a D-line coach. He told me, you never lose that, and you'll play a long time in this league. And, you know, and I'm never going to lose it. You know, you never want to lose who you are, you know, as a player and as an individual. And, you know, I just try to bring that passion and that emotion to the game each and every week and leave it out there on the field for 60 minutes.
He plays the game the only way he knows how, by going out and giving it 100% on each and every play.
You know, that's just me. I'm like that with my kids, with my wife. You know, if she was at my house, she would be like, whoa, how does she survive? But, you know, it's just, that's just my nature, you know, just the outgoing, you know, up to beat, energetic guy.
High motor, high intensity, great speed. But the thing that makes him different is he's explosive. You know, there's a lot of fast guys that play defensive line that don't have the ability to be explosive and violent and be able to power a guy. Griff has the ability to explosively come out of his hips, and that's what makes him special.
It's that same effort that has taken him from a fourth-round pick in 2010 to one of the game's top defensive ends.
To see him evolve over the years, to really see his maturity level, you know, come up, you know, not only on the field but off the field, to see him build a family, you know, really set some roots here in Minnesota. And then not only that, but what he's done on the field, you know, having 12 sacks last year, really a guy that I felt like was snubbed from the Pro Bowl. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind he should have been there. And, you know, I just think seeing that, you know, makes me very happy for a guy like that, because he's really worked on trying to be a good man, trying to be a good player, and, you know, is really, you know, honed in on his craft.
After a career-high 12 sacks in 2014, big things were in store for 2015, and the defensive end hasn't disappointed. He had a large role in the Vikings' win Sunday over the Chargers that included 6 tackles, 1.5 sacks, and 5 quarterback hits as he used his endless energy all game.
Hey! Hey! What I say?
Just like that! Just
as one of the anchors on a shutdown defense, the Vikings will be relying heavily on Griffin to help lead the charge all season. He needs more days like Sunday for the Vikings to be successful, and with his endless motor and drive to succeed, there should be plenty of talkative Sundays ahead for number 97.
Just be the guy, you know, just be the guy week in and week out to help this team win, you know, and, you know, that's what we need here is victories, you know, victories and W's, that's all that matters. So if we can do that, then we're going to have a good year.